Well, special off-season edition of UND Football 360. We've got new edge rusher Lance Rucker with us here. Lance, first of all, how's your summer been going?
It's been going good. You know, we're just in the off-season grinding, so it's a lot of work right now.
Do you enjoy this part of it or not really?
Oh, yeah, you got to enjoy it. I enjoy football every time I step on the field. There's only a number amount of guys that get to play, so...
Well, let's talk about this T-shirt we've been seeing out there, Lil Baby. Now, where does that come from? It must be a nickname.
Yeah, so it's a nickname. It came from high school, and ever since then, people just stuck with it, and that's what they call me. So,
is there a story behind it, or just popped up one day?
So when I was in high school as a freshman, some of the older guys said I looked like Lil Baby at one point in my life. So they just start calling me Lil Baby.
So how did that carry over to UND? Did the guys pick up on it pretty fast? Or?
Yeah, everybody picked up on it pretty fast. And then my Instagram username is Lil Baby Lance. So they just kind of go with it.
You're kind of big for a baby to be in your nickname, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now I see a wrench in your hand. Do you like to work on cars?
We do. Me and my buddy, Caden Vig, we're actually trying to start our own business doing oil changes and changing brakes and, you know, just working on stuff.
So do you get much time to do that when you're busy with school and football?
I get a little bit here and there. I mean, obviously school, then football is first. But all the other time I get is we try to work on cars and see what we can do with our hands.
So if we need an oil change, get a hold of you and see what your schedule is?
That's right. We do cut grass and stuff too, so.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that business. So you've been doing it all this summer. Is this your first year doing it?
Yeah, it's my first year starting this, and we're just kind of trying to see where we can get out and then try to get it started for next summer so we know what we're doing.
So what's the business called?
We're called the Yard Dogs.
Yard Dog. How do we get a hold of you guys?
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Nextdoor Neighbor app, really anything, phone number.
So if you're looking for some yard work or maybe some little help with your car, you'd be the guys to call?
Yep, we'd be the guys to call.
Okay. Also see on the T-shirt, fast, physical, relentless. Are those good words to describe you? Is that how they came up with that?
I would think so. That's how I put myself every day, so.
And how much does relentless pop into your head on those days where maybe you don't want to be out there or it's just not clicking that day?
I'd say relentless. Every time I step on the field, relentless goes through my head. I'm just thinking be as great as I can and do as much as I can with being me.
Okay. Obviously, this is part of the NIL process of college football now. Do you like the business side of how college football is taking a hold of you guys now? Is it a little different?
It's a little different, I'd say, with managing stuff, but I feel like it's for the better. I mean, it keeps the kids into it. So
is it a big deal when you're seeing new guys come to campus, or how guys even wanting to stay on campus? Is the NIL a big deal for a lot of the guys in the locker room?
I'd say for in our locker room, it's not a big deal because we're one team. And at the end of the day, we're going to play as one, no matter how much that guy's making or that guy's making.
Have there been deals that just are kind of like, I don't want to be part of? Or are you pretty selective when it comes to the NIL part of it?
I'd say I kind of read through it, and if there's some things, I'd ask questions and then go from there.
Talking to the alumni, the boosters out there, how important is it to maybe give $10, $20 a month if you can right now? Some people will say that's not going to do much. Every dollar does matter right now, doesn't it?
I'd say, yeah, every dollar does matter, especially for being a college kid. College is very expensive, so
yeah.
Every dollar does matter.
Yeah. So go to the website and order a shirt today. not only will you look cool in the stands this fall, but you're going to help a student athlete. That website is rucker360.itemorder.com. And you'll be able to get your little baby shirt for this upcoming season. Well, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming season. You mentioned you worked out today. Has it been different? The workouts been different this year compared to the previous years?
I'd say the intensity picked up a little bit. I mean, it's a little faster paced workouts, but I mean, it's still, you still got to lift weights. You still got to run to be able to play football. So,
because we mentioned the off-season workouts, Coach Stein, the strength coach, is obviously out there, but can you work with any of your position coaches while you're out there?
So we have a player-led practice, which the coaches can be out there before the balls come out. And then so we'll just do like footwork type of drills.
The fun part, right?
Right.
repetition, that's kind of the key. But, you know, do you a lot of, is it all weightlifting or is it a lot of sprints? Or take us through what a daily workout is for you guys in the off season.
So I say a regular day, we stretch and then we warm up. And then we do, like, some change of direction type of drill. And then if it's a conditioning day, we'll have our conditioning period. Then we'll do jumps at the end, and then we'll go lift.
Okay. Now, I know last spring Coach Schmidt gave the numbers on how much fat was lost and how much muscle was added. Things are a lot different now with your facilities and your nutrition. Did you see a lot of difference in your body in this last year?
I did. I lost a lot of body fat, so that was a big goal for me. Now my big thing is just gaining more weight. So,
and we call it the good weight now, right?
The good weight.
Yeah. How much you looking to add this year?
Hopefully maybe 5 to 10 pounds.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like much, but it does make a difference, doesn't it?
It does. Especially going against bigger guys, it does definitely make a difference.
Yeah. Any personal goals that you've set for yourself this year?
One of my personal goals is to have double-digit sacks. So.
And we're switching defenses. You're going from outside linebacker to a more of a D-end edge rusher. What kind of opportunities will you have to reach that goal by moving positions this year?
So I'll be rushing off the edge a lot more than at outside linebacker. I was more in coverage. So I'll be rushing, so I'll be in the box more, which gives me more opportunity to sack the quarterback or tackles for losses or just tackles in general.
Do you feel this will be more towards your game?
I do. I feel like being in the box is more my strength, so it'll take me back to my old days.
Has it been a learning curve for you, or do you feel you've picked it up pretty good because of your veteran presence in the program?
I feel like I picked it up pretty good. I feel like definitely getting taught outside linebacker played a big role, and that helped getting involved with more college ball and knowing defense and knowing what the offensive schemes was.
Yeah, so is it a lot of just timing and when to go kind of got to work on right now?
Right now it's just footwork, repetition, knowing when I can do this and when I can do that.
Yeah, so will you be lining up a lot against a lot of tight ends then?
I mean, if they run a big tight end, if they're a big tight end team, I'll line up on them. But mostly tackle, tight end, yeah.
Okay. Is there a preference there?
Not really. I'll be more to the boundary, so whoever lines up is who I'm going against.
Had a chance to golf with Coach Haug this couple weeks ago. And give his personnel crap this fall. Make him a heck for him, okay? He's a great guy, a great addition to the staff, by the way. But, yeah, I'm sure you'll have fun with the tight end group. Going in now as a leader, you're a junior, and you earned number 0, which 701 were 3 numbers you wanted to earn. So, obviously, the coaches have said your leadership material. What's that like for you going into fall camp now?
I'd say it's definitely a big change for me. I know being a leader was one of my goals, though, so this is what I look forward to. So, I mean, it's just stepping up and taking charge.
Yeah, and you've probably done it with your play, but are you a verbal leader? Is that something in your comfort zone?
I'd say verbal to an extent. I know sometimes I don't like to talk, but I know being verbal is what helps other players, and it helps yourself and a lot of things. So
yeah, and probably knowing when to do it too, right?
Right.
More constructive criticism than maybe yapping at your buddy next to you. Yeah. Kind of a tough road to cross sometimes, but hey, it comes with the title, right? Leadership.
Right. Leadership.
What went through your head when Coach Schmidt said you were going to be number zero this year?
Well, he really gave me the option to pick 7, 0, or 1. So I was kind of like, I got to go zero because it just felt different and it felt like I should be number zero.
Because it's the first number, right?
Right.
Yeah. Did that put a little extra oomph into off-season workouts, knowing you had to earn those individual numbers this year?
On their toes, but I know every day was just relentless. I was like, I just want to push myself to see how good I can be.
Okay. Recruiting. We've seen, staff can't comment, but us as fans have seen what's come through the building and what has said, hey, we want to be a member of the University of North Dakota football team in the future. Has it been a different vibe when the recruits come in and see everything that has changed in the last year or two?
I'd say, yeah, the facilities definitely play a bigger role into the recruiting. Because I know me coming in as a freshman, the facilities were huge, and I was like, yeah, this is the place I want to go.
Yeah, but you can see that when they're on campus, there's a little extra buzz in their step now?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you guys play a role when the recruits come, or are you pretty hands-off?
So we'll take them on, like, official visits. This is when we'll, like, tour them around town, show them the campus, and then, like, we'll hang out after with all the buddies or, like, position group-wise.
Okay. So I'm new to Grand Forks. What's the first thing you're going to show me off campus?
Off campus, I'd definitely take you to probably go eat.
Okay.
Eating's my favorite thing.
Is there a particular spot or kind of food you like?
Me particular, I like Speedway. Speedway's a good place. I usually take my family and friends when they come up. So,
how big a steak do you think you could eat?
Oh, that's a good question right there.
How about if we were going for chicken wings? How many wings are you starting with?
Oh, I'd definitely go for like 20.
20 wings, no problem.
Yeah.
I used to be there too, but now I'm a lot older and I can't do it anymore. So enjoy it while you're young. But hey, make sure we go check out that website though, Rucker360.itemorder.com. It'll get you to the little baby shirt that helps out Lance Rucker as he starts his junior season at the University of North Dakota, that new edge rushing position. And Lance, Coach Schmidt has said big things about this position, and sounds like the table's set for you, and you could have a big year. So we appreciate you taking the time and working with us on this T-shirt, and best of luck this upcoming season and off season.
Thank you.